Who is the biggest pop star in the world?
In the world?
Okay, and I'm going to break it down. This is a great list because it goes by Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, album sales, 3-month live gross ticket sales, whenever that was, and 30-day ticket sales. So it puts everything together to find out the number one through number whatever pop star. So who do you think, based on all that, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, album sales, ticket sales, who's number one?
Justin Bieber.
Very good.
Was I right?
You were completely right.
I'm telling you, you've done this with me before. I know my industry. Like, I know my music. I know this kind of stuff. Like, this is my wheelhouse.
That's the only one you'll get right.
Oh, okay.
You will not get the top five right.
You don't think?
Nope. Give me one more in the top five.
Is it is it groups or just single people?
Single people.
Okay, so not BTS.
No.
Okay.
BTS is in there, but they're right. Way down. They're number nine.
Okay, so top five of the
And I would have never guessed. Biggest pop stars in the world.
In the world.
Yes.
Are the top five, are they people I've heard of, all five of them?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes you get like these Bollywood people that are super famous. Like, you know, it's funny because once in a while.
No. You've probably met most of the, I know we've met the number two. You and I have met the number two.
Okay, let's see, the Lady Gaga or Miley Cyrus.
No. I'm not saying like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not either one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going by who we met.
I don't think we actually talked to her. I think we walked past her and I said something smart ass like, damn, she's hot. But that could be anybody. I mean, that doesn't narrow it down at all.
Right, right.
But it's all people you know.
Okay. Because, you know, every once in a while, there'll be some name trending on Twitter that I don't know. And it's either somebody in the Bollywood world or a sports figure.
Yeah, no, this isn't it. This is Pop Stars America. I think it's America, but could be.
Okay.
I don't know number five. I don't know who that is. I guarantee you know who it is. So.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go for number two is Ariana Grande.
Nope.
What?
You won't guess the top five. I tell you.
I won't guess the top five.
No, you get four more chances.
Ariana Grande is not in the top five?
Now you have three more chances.
I just need to.
No.
That's not possible.
She's not. She's actually number seven.
Okay. Drake?
Nope. Number six, I'll give you Billie Eilish. Number six.
Billie Eilish is number six?
Yep. So now you got the top five. I would have never guessed the top five.
Okay. Biggest pop stars on the planet.
Okay. I'll tell you. Mike Towers. I don't know who that is.
Mike Towers. Yeah. I'm going to look him up because I want to see who Mike Towers is. Oh, no. He's a Puerto Rican singer. I asked you that.
Well, I didn't know. I thought he was one of those rappers that only you know. Okay.
No. Mike Towers, right?
Yes.
No, he's a Puerto Rican singer. I looked that up. Is Bad Bunny on the list?
Very good. Number three. How did you know that?
He's huge. Huge.
Okay. Who's number four then?
It's probably somebody else in that genre, like a Machine Gun Kelly or a...
I would kill myself if it was Machine Gun Kelly.
Not Louis Fonzie. Let me think who number four would be. Is it a female?
No.
A male?
Yes.
Okay, it's Justin Bieber, right. Mike Towers.
Right. Bad Bunny. Then two more left in the top five.
Two more left in the top five. A male. And it's not Drake. Oh, is it...
Betty White. No, it's not Betty White.
Is it Betty White?
Not John Oates either. John Oates should be there. Timberlake. Yeah. No, Timberlake's not in there.
No, Timberlake hasn't made music, hasn't had a hit in a really long time.
Right.
What's his face? The producer who does all the, who's in all his commercials.
Oh, tag team?
No.
Sprinkles.
I'm blanking on his name for some reason.
DJ Khaled.
Thank you.
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
It'll drive you crazy. So I'll tell you number four, The Weeknd.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised by that too. Yeah, Super Bowl helped him. So now you got to go for number two. You got to tell
me. How could the Super Bowl help him on the planet? Nobody cares outside of the United States about the Super Bowl.
I mean, his Spotify went up. His album sales went up. So that's what pushed him up. He's number two in Spotify streams. So that's what made him number four.
I see.
So your number two artist, by the way, is number two in Instagrams, number three in Spotify, and number 15 in album sales. And we've actually walked past her, and I went, that chick is really hot.
Dua Lipa?
Very good.
Okay.
Good job.
But only because she's sort of the flavor of the minute.
Right.
You know, I mean, if this was a year ago, I would have said...
Billie Eilish.
Not Billie Eilish. Well, yeah, Billie Eilish, I would have said, actually, would have been higher. Shawn Mendes' girlfriend from Fifth Harmony.
Oh, okay.
I'm blanking on her name because I've been awake since 7 o'clock in the morning because of my crazy mother. Camila Cabello.
Right.
Yeah. A year ago, it would have been her.
So
she was the Dua Lipa of her time. She was the flavor of the minute. All of her songs were on the charts. She had that song Havana that was playing like crazy that everybody downloaded no matter where you lived in the world.
She's all over Reddit. She's all over every website right now.
She's very talented. Remember, she did that killer performance at the Grammys. People went nuts over that. She wore that hot little outfit. She was so good. It's like the first time you saw Madonna. And you were just like, oh, this is something.
Yeah, I don't get it with her, but okay. Drake is 13. I thought she would be top five. Taylor Swift, 16.
Well, only because she is, I think Cardigan was like a big hit for her. But her latest album really just, it sold to the Swifties. It didn't have the, listen, a lot of these artists are not having their moment like they normally would, because people are not in their normal life. They're not listening to the radio in the morning. It takes a long time to break a song. You know, where's Harry Styles on the list? They're still playing Watermelon Sugar. Everywhere I go,
it's way down. But her album sales are number two, but her Spotify and Instagram is not that high.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, her Spotify would normally be higher if people were in their normal patterns, listening to the radio all the time, hearing the new Taylor Swift, wanting to download it. That's having an impact because she's one of those artists that you hear on the radio and you're like, I like that.
Yeah. Doja Cat, then Post Malone. Post Malone, number five with album sales, number 89 with Instagram. So he needs to step that up.
Right.
Pop Smoke, whoever that is. Number 19, Juice WRLD is 20. DaBaby.
Juice WRLD is 20. Didn't he die?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
His album sales are number three. DaBaby, who's from Charlotte, by the way, is number 23.
Oh, DaBaby has that one hit right now. I just was listening to it. It's funny you would say that.
Yeah. What was the girl you asked? Megan Thee Stallion. She didn't make it.
Juice WRLD died in 2019. So it's interesting. They must have re-released some of his music, maybe.
Number three in album sales. So people are finding him and buying it. But Megan Thee Stallion, not on here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Justin Bieber, number one. Kid just won't go away. Number one. Spotify, yeah, number you. One. Instagram.
Yeah, he's hot on Instagram, and people love following his relationship. Like, it doesn't. His concerts are already starting to sell out. He just announced them, and they're going to do that whole thing where, like, you have to show up and prove that you've been vaccinated and everything. Yeah. No, that's hot. Listen, speaking of pop stars, can we talk about Demi Lovato again? I know I've been obsessed with her lately, but it's not my fault. It's her fault. She keeps injecting herself into pop culture. She's the squeaky wheel right now in terms of news. You know, I wish it was because her music was doing well, but it's because she's just...
Can't stay off of Twitter.
She can't stay off of Instagram and Twitter, and she has a lot to say about a lot of stuff, and... Usually the way we phrase it is celebrities punch up, you know, they say things about other celebrities or about big companies or you know, their record label, this is big time punching down. Like, she is being seen as a bully right now. So if you didn't follow this whole thing that's been going on, she went into a frozen yogurt shop, Froyo, just like a random Froyo shop. It's called the Big Chill.
Mm.
And it's in Los Angeles, I'm guessing. Just like a mom and pop, like some dude and his wife own it. Like, it's just their little place, you know? And because it's LA, there's a lot of people with all kinds of like celiacs and diabetes and eating disorder. Special dietary needs, that kind of thing. But she's had an eating disorder. So for her, a lot of words are triggering. This is her new platform. She walked into this little mom and pop yoga shop, and she was very upset that they had sugar-free or lactose-free or, you know, whatever it is, that they had like all these different specialty types. And she said it triggered her eating disorder. And let me give you the quote, what she said, because it was really, really over the top.
I'm glad you're explaining this to me, because when I read this story, I'm like, I don't understand this at all. Why she would even go out of her way to complain about the hell an ice cream is named is insane to me.
Yeah. So it is in L.A. And she got after them for selling sugar-free cookies, other diet foods alongside more traditional options. She called the store hashtag diet culture vultures. She said, you can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses, only second to opioid overdoses. Don't make excuses, just do better. And then she went on to say that the Big Chill, making explicit that its apparent diet food options are specifically meant for people who have very different dietary needs. And she called that triggering, and distinguish diet culture versus health needs. Like, they should distinguish. They should say, like, if you have celiacs, here's your section. If you have diabetes, here's your section. But for everybody else, so that this little mom and pop shop, that's the thing. I mean, the fact that she really bullied them. Do you know what I mean? She's like, I understand that diet culture is sort of her thing. But if you think about it, like, she's got all the social media following. She has all of her fans, all of her Lovadaks. And she used all of that power she has to go after these people that are like, so the people were like, hi, we are really inclusive. We're female owned, and we're here to provide frozen yogurt for people with all different dietary needs.
Robbins, leave us alone. Stop it.
Exactly.
We didn't do anything to you. Yeah, are we under a pandemic right now? Come on. Are we complaining about? There's other things to bitch about right now than stupid what you named an ice cream. Stop it.
Right. Right. So somebody from the Big Chill responded and said, you know, those items are for diabetics, people with celiacs, vegans, other people with dietary restrictions. And she wasn't moved by that. She was basically like, do better. Hashtag do better. Hashtag. And I am telling you, people went after her. Nobody was like, you get them, girl. Everybody was like, I got diabetes. My daughter has diabetes. Someone I know has celiacs. Like, they're trying to be inclusive. Like, this is about inclusivity. Go F yourself. Like, they really let her have it. So here she is once again. She won't let this go. Listen to this.
So I'm sorry that I got the messaging wrong. I'm sorry that I may have disappointed some people, but I'm not coming after a small business as someone with a lot of followers. That's not what I'm doing here. I walked into a situation that didn't sit right with me. My intuition said, speak up about this. So I did. And I feel good about that. What I don't feel good about is some of the way that it's been interpreted and how the message has gotten misconstrued over all of it. I will do whatever I can to work with this Froyo shop if they want to help align the messaging so where I feel safe going in there. And I can
Why do you have to work with a little tiny Froyo shop? These two women had a dream.
I'm dedicated to do, because I want to make LA and the
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a big go after yourself moment, because you don't have to work with these two women who wanted to have, like, they had this dream to put a Froyo shop together, and they did. And they tried to be inclusive, so that way people that are vegans and people that have dietary needs, like people that are lactose intolerant or have celiacs or whatever, can eat there. Like, if anything, you should be praising these people. And if you're angry at the diet industry, maybe don't go after two people who have a mortgage. You know what I mean? Who are just trying to pay the bills. Go after Weight Watchers. Go after some of the bigger companies. Go after, you know, everybody now has like a diet version or a sugar-free version of something. Go after Nabisco. Like, punch up, girl. Like, she's being seen as a huge bully. And I hate this, because I'm a fan of hers. And I love that she's wearing Justin Bieber's clothing line right there. It's adorable. But this is like, get over yourself. This is way too far.
They didn't pay her to do an appearance there. Nobody forced her to go into that store. You didn't have to go into it. Go into somewhere else. She didn't have to do
this. And this whole country.
I think this is complete douchery right here.
Safer, and this whole fucking world, a safer environment.
Safer from what?
So I'm sorry.
From sugar-free foods. She wants you to be safe from sugar-free foods. Like, her big issue is that, you know, she's had an eating disorder, and she doesn't, I think she's taking some responsibility for it, but for the most part, she's blaming the diet industry and the way we talk about food. And, you know, she's right. The way we talk about food, the way we talk about body image, you know, in one ad, they're saying, you know, here's a new diet pill, like, take this and be skinny, and here's a great way to lose weight. And the very next commercial, it's like, you know, Oreos has 17 new flavors, or come eat at this place. It's 2 for 1 and the fries are free. So the message is off on both ends. And that's a larger problem we have in this country, that when we talk about food, when we talk about our bodies, when we talk about health, it's all mushed up. But remember, the diet industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Mm-hmm. They want you to be fat in a way, because they want you to be scared. It should be about health, but she's blaming her eating disorder on a whole bunch of things. But it's not the fault of these two women who just opened a Froyo shop. It's not like they don't have a chain. They're not multimillionaires. They're just two people who were like, let's open a Froyo. Should we do candles? Nah, let's do Froyo. Yeah. You know?
Go after the corn syrup people. Don't go after
exactly.
The two people down the street. Trying to make
exactly.
a living, because
right.
I guarantee she has hurt their business. She has not helped their business. She has hurt it. And that's completely wrong.